Hey y'all, I'm Damon Oates, founder of Deco Exchange. Who else has heard that crafting is just a hobby? I turned my love of crafting into a thriving, multi-7-figure company, surrounded myself in an amazing community, and met some amazing business owners along the way. I'm here to show everyone that makers mean business.
What is up, everyone? It is Parker here with the Makers Mean Business podcast. Y'all, I am back for episode seven of seven. This is the final part of this series, y'all. This series has been called Navigating Business Challenges, A Maker's Journey to Resilience. It's been an interesting one, y'all. It's probably been the least organized. I'm usually super structured. I have outlines. I have all the things, but I just decided just to talk instead and see where the conversation goes or where my brain goes, which has been scary, but I think it's been turning out okay. If you guys have been loving it, please feel free to let me know. Y'all, I wanted to wrap up this series and talk a little bit about resilience. I was thinking I could go a bunch of different ways, and I wanted to share a more personal approach. For those of you guys who don't listen to me, either in business coaching in the Makers University or haven't seen me speak on stage, which is weird to say out loud, but I guess that's a thing too. I'm a huge advocate for therapy, and I'll call it mental fortitude and emotional intelligence and all the things. And I guess sometimes I feel like I am not qualified to talk on those types of topics because they're super complex and everyone's different. And this is something I've dealt with in the past and still deal with, probably to a lesser extent. But I think the fact of the matter is, I'm just sharing what has worked for me, how I've worked through some of my problems. And I'm not embarrassed or to share some of that in the hopes that it helps someone else. So that's, I guess, my message when it comes to that stuff. I do get afraid that people are going to think that I'm coming off as some kind of expert or some kind of trained professional, but I'm trained in my own experiences, and that's what I want to share with you guys. So when it comes to resilience, I've struggled. I still struggle. I think everyone who's been in business or really anyone alive has probably struggled working through anything. But when it comes to pushing through or fighting an uphill battle or failing and having and trying again or just failing and trying to figure out what to do next, resilience is key, I think. I've mentioned it in one of the earlier episodes in this series that persistence is super important. Consistency is super important, but resilience is also, I think, a part of that. And the deeper my entrepreneurial journey rabbit hole goes, the more I realize that you really just have to power through it sometimes. And sometimes is really most of the time. I think most of the time you have to power through it. And a lot of people don't, and a lot of people can't. And I've seen a lot of aspiring business owners. I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs. I've seen a lot of people who just ended up running a business like me. The ones who really are successful, in my opinion, all are very persistent. They can just push through just about anything. And I talked about how much of a rock Damon is and how, I don't know if it's just because he's hard-headed or if he's just so driven or if he just knows what he wants and refuses to give up. Damon's just so persistent when it comes to pushing through, even when things are hard, even when failure is happening, all of the things. He's just persistent, and it's something I admire about him, and it's something I've been trying to work through. But y'all, I wanted to share what my strategy is for dealing with persistence. And just to keep, I guess, keep the transparency, y'all, there's been times, gosh, more times than I can count where I've been in Damon's office just broken down, defeated. I've told him, fire me. I've told him, hire someone else. I can't do this anymore. I've told him, take my share of the business and give it to someone else because I don't want it. There's been really tough times where things just don't work out in my favor and in our favor, in the business's favor. And it just seems like quitting is the only option. But I was talking with my therapist. Thank God for him and thank whoever you believe in for him. Or I'm thankful for him. Let's just leave it at that. And one of the strategies, and I'm going to share this with y'all, one of the strategies that he gave me was pick a date 6 months in the future and say, I'm not going to quit until today's, it's February, let's say July. I'm not going to quit until July. And really pay attention to how your mindset shifts in March, April, May, and June. And what you'll probably realize, or what I've realized, I don't want to try to project the way that you guys feel onto you or anything else like that. Whenever things get tough for me or things get hard, one of my first gut instincts, I'm sure most of you have heard fight or flight. Mine is flight. Mine is run away. Mine is give up. Mine is quit. Mine is burn it down. Mine is get rid of it. I'm done. And committing to not quitting for a certain time period. And y'all, I just renew that promise to myself every 6 months, because I know whenever things are not in the dumpster on fire, I know that I can work through it and we can get through it. But whenever you're in the middle of a shitstorm or things are not going well, if you're like me and the first thing you think about is just giving up and quitting, having this recurring promise to yourself that quitting is not an option, it breaks that cycle. Because I'm going to try not to get into super technical psychology stuff that I've learned along the way, but what I've learned about myself, at the very least, is that you get stuck in your ways and you subconsciously make decisions without thinking about it. And one of the decisions for me is, like, when things get hard, I just quit and I go try to do something easier. But once I made that promise to myself, I can't go down that path. I can't quit because I said that I wasn't going to. So if you struggle with working through problems, or maybe you see quitting as an option, I challenge all of y'all to, or I challenge you, I'm speaking to you, if you're listening and you're saying, oh my gosh, this is me, pick an arbitrary date in 6 months, put it on your calendar and say, I'm not quitting until this day. And then a few weeks before that, change the date to another 6 months out. But I think the really important part is, during that exercise, notice how your mindset changes, or how your problem solving skill changes, or how your decision making changes. Because if you just immediately cut down that I'm going to quit idea, you're forced to find something else. And in my experience, I'm usually pretty surprised with what I come up with, or how easily a resolution can come out, or get found, or an idea can come out, just because I've taken the time to stop subconsciously thinking I'm going to quit every time things get hard, and actually stopping myself, thinking through the process, thinking about the problem, and finding a solution that actually works. I know that kind of got a little mindset psychology related, and I really didn't want to make this episode all about that, but I felt like it was such a core part of what has worked for me that I felt like I wouldn't be doing a service to y'all to not share a little trick that has worked really well for me. Y'all, moving on from the mindset part, all of these episodes, these past six episodes, I've shared a lot of what I hope to be is ideas or structure to help you through problems or mistakes. Sometimes the mindset is the problem, and that's why I wanted to throw that in there in the first few minutes of this recording. But the last few episodes are the actual structure. If you don't actually know what to do, or if you're facing a problem and you're not sure how to handle it, I wanted those last episodes to give you ideas, or at least some tools in your toolkit, or at least an idea in the back of your mind. You can think, oh, I remember on that podcast, Parker talked about XYZ, and maybe that's something I can implement now. So to recap a few of the things, this episode 2 was about transparency. So being just completely upfront, open, and honest. And I'm pretty sure that most of y'all listening now, I've done nothing but been transparent throughout the whole last 7 episodes, because I didn't have anything written down. So really everything I said just came straight from my stream of consciousness. I think that could be helpful for everyone in business, everyone trying to communicate, everyone trying to build a community, to develop a customer base, whatever it is. Transparency is just so powerful, especially whenever you mess something up, or especially whenever things are hard. The third episode was about community. Y'all know how much I love our community. Y'all know how powerful our community is, and the wreath making community is. But that can be you. You can build a community, even if it's wreath making too, even if it's anything else. Having a community to rally around you, to build each other up, to work through things together is just an amazing thing. On the fourth episode, I talked about just general processes and procedures and having those things written down, and having quality control and key performance indicators are just so helpful so that you don't have to make the same mistakes twice, or at least minimize recurring mistakes. Y'all, I had the fifth episode, I had it outlined as customer service, but it got swapped, and I just talked all about getting feedback from customers. Yo, that one, I feel like that episode may have completely went off the rails just because I completely went off of my outline. Having conversations with your customers, with your community, getting feedback, taking negative feedback, getting positive feedback, it can be tough to navigate all of that stuff. And I really wanted to just bring up the issue and just talk a little bit about it. I know the line between policies and what the customer wants, what the business wants, what's right and what's wrong for each person, what's fair, it can get difficult. And having ways to navigate that has been really helpful for me personally and for us in our business. The last previous episode, 6, has been all about engaging with your audience and how to talk and different ways of actually getting your message out to your community and your customers. So y'all, with that being said, that was the premise of this whole series. I hope it all tied together. I hope that someone out there listening got some value out of it, or at least sparked some interest. Y'all, I'm constantly doing business coaching once a week in our business coaching group. We have six other coaches in there that are live live every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So if what I've talked about is interesting to you, maybe got something you need more help with, or maybe you learned some things you didn't know and you want to learn more, you can always check us out. We'd be happy to welcome you to our community over there. You can just sign up at themakersuniversity.com. We have a business coaching group. There's, I think, about 1,000 subscribers in that group, all entrepreneurs, all crafty business owners. So if that sounds like you, if that sounds like somewhere you want to be, you can sign up, and I'd love to have you. I'd love to welcome you there. Y'all, with all of that being said, I'm going to wrap up this series. Hopefully you guys have some feedback for me for what you want to hear next, because I'm always going to be looking for some more content for the podcast now that I've got the podcast bug. But for now, y'all, thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, and I'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.